Back in the 60s and 70s, certainly in the UK and I think elsewhere in other markets around the world, there was Thunderbirds. Do you remember Thunderbirds, the Gerry Anderson kind of puppet space cadets that would go around the galaxy and save people? And it went 5, 4, 3, 2, 1 and so on in a very big announcery voice. And it strikes me that is a bit similar going through these different levels of presentation styles that you may want to consider. Not only have we got we started off with a 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. We're going down to 0 as well. And also that was, as I say, quite an announcery voice, wasn't it? Anyway, today, hello, I'm Peter Stewart, by the way. On Twitter, I'm Twitter Stewart, TWWETERSTEWART. We're talking about the different levels of read. So if someone says, can you dial it down a bit, you know the kind of elements and the kind of reasons behind why they've made that request. So we're on to a level 2 read. Now this is really very, very conversational now. This is probably the archetypal kind of conversational read and level with all of those attributes kind of pulling together that we've touched on in the past, and we'll dig down a little bit more into depth in the future over the forthcoming weeks. It's much more articulate than one. Level 1, which we're going to be talking about tomorrow, not too much more. It's still conversational speak. It's casual, more chilled than street, if that makes sense. So even though you need to sound like you're having a conversation, you still have to read the actual scripted words. That's quite a feat. You may, if the director allows, maybe be able to play with pace and pause, maybe include some authentic ad-libs, an appropriate sigh or chuckle or little laugh or something like that. This voice is friendly. It's usually young family, but without being lazy or sloppy. And it's a style that's more personal and trustworthy. It's more understated, heartfelt, real and credible. In fact, it's the kind of way you talk to a friend if you're offering a bit of insight, experience, maybe suggesting advice. So instead of a hard sell, you've got to buy this. This is the deal of the lifetime, which you may say to a friend. It's much more, yeah, you know what? I found this really interesting. No, I would recommend it. No, it's certainly helped me. It's that kind of conversationality, that kind of authenticity, relatability, conversationality. It feels unplanned. It feels spontaneous. It may also be a slower read, because sometimes a slower read will better connect the listener with the content. Yeah, it gives them time to absorb the message. Level 2 read, level 3 as well, that we talked about yesterday, where most of us talk most of the time. And to the listener, you'll sound like someone like me. Not me, but you, as it were. Yeah, you'll sound like the listener. The listener will think, that person talking to me, that person talking with me, that person giving me this information is just like me. The words in the script are also important. They'll reflect how they're used by most people most of the time. They'll be read in a way to engage a specific demographic. Real people talking to real people, I suppose, is really a good upsum, with a sentence structure to closely resemble the rhythms of natural conversation. And hopefully, over the course of the last couple of 3 minutes, I've demonstrated the kind of conversational read that I'm suggesting. Because virtually everything I've just read, I read, yeah? I read in a conversational way. I didn't do it in an announcer way. I could have done, but I did it in a conversational way. And if you thought, well, that sounds as though you were just ad-libbing, it was because I was using some of the techniques that we're going to be talking about over the next several weeks, and the ones that you can learn as well if you want to sound conversational, if you want to sound natural. So what are the brands, the products and the services that use this kind of conversational technique? Well, explainer videos, inevitably, e-learning, commercials, probably to people who've sought out the information and are already interested. because you're not trying to tell them what to do. They know already what they need to do or that they need to do something. You're there to help take them by the hand and to guide them as a trusted friend and guide. So it's often peer-to-peer reads. As I said, you know, a kind of friend-to-friend. You sound like someone that you as the reader sound like them as the listener and vice versa. Someone who buy the product or service themselves. There's a bit more emotion sometimes. There's less logic. And by that, what I mean is you tend to be talking from the heart about emotional things, about how something feels, about the changes that is made to your life. Yeah. Rather than something specific, which is a logical progression of ideas. Because it's much more conversational, if that makes sense. Conversationality amongst friends, you're usually not talking about logic, you're talking about feelings, emotions. It's less directive, it's more subjective. Yeah. Now, I appreciate that some of these may be not fitting all the way together, but I'm throwing lots of different ideas and thoughts and words and situations into the mix. But hopefully they're kind of melding and moulding and mixing and merging together so you can come up with a feeling of what these different level reads are. OK, so number six, again, we've gone from an announcery read where it's faster. It's louder, it's shorter and sharper. As I said above, a style that's more personal and trustworthy. It's more understated, heartfelt, real and credible. Yeah? That's me talking about a conversational read, but in an announcer voice. But doing that in a conversational voice, as I did a little bit earlier on, it's a style that's more personal, more trustworthy, understated. It's heartfelt, real. Credible. Yeah, so that's me reading that same few phrases there in much more of a conversational way. 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1 tomorrow on Get a Better Broadcast Podcast and Voice Over Voice. I'm Peter Stewart.